Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, September 28th. Grabe Russo PP say one person has died after a single vehicle collision in Chatsworth. It happened just before 9:30 last night on Highway 6 near Moto Park Road. OPP say a driver was transported to hospital where they were pronounced deceased. Police say their identity is being withheld pending next of kin notification. Grey Bruce OPP are looking for a missing Meaford man. Police are looking to locate 35-year-old Jeffrey Zinn, who is described as Caucasian, 5'5" tall, with a slender build and short brown hair. He has not been seen or heard from since about 11 in the morning on September 25th. OPP say they are concerned for his well-being. You can find a photo of him on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The former Bayview Public School building in Owen Sound that has been vacant since 2017 is going to be put to use. City Council granted approval at its meeting yesterday to a conditional site plan agreement with Heritage Community Living at Lakeview, Inc., which is proposing to convert the former elementary school on 6th Street A East into a wellness and treatment facility. According to a city staff report, the facility will be leased and operated by Grey Bruce Health Services. Owen Sound's Director of Community Services, Pam Coulter, told councillors last night the wellness and treatment facility will include a crisis residence consisting of 40 beds. Bruce Power has gotten regulatory approval for new medical isotope production. A release from the nuclear operator says it has received approval from the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission to become the first power reactor in the world to commercially produce the isotope lutetium-177, which can be used for targeted and precise cancer cell-destroying treatments. Bruce Power's James Skoniak says it's another important step forward to utilize CANDU reactors to provide a new large-scale capacity for production in the medical isotope supply chain, cementing Canada's place as a global isotope superpower. Already, Bruce Power is one of the world's largest producers of cobalt-60 through its partnership with Nordion. Cobalt-60 is used in the sterilization of single-use medical equipment and in transformative cancer treatments like the Gamma Knife. Saugeen Shores Council has approved new traffic laws aimed at increasing safety on local roads. The town says based on input from more than 75 residents, council approved a universal speed limit in urban areas of 40 kilometers an hour, unless otherwise posted, and several other areas with reduced speed limits. Councillors also approved 7 new stop signs, 7 new four-way stops, and 4 new community safety zones. New parking bylaws will also be introduced this fall. Parking will no longer be allowed on some streets. Others will see greater time restrictions during the school year. Community safety zone fines are going up around the schools in town. There will also be no parking on either side in Southampton on Huron Street from South Street to Albert Street, which is by the entrance to the South Street Beach, as well as part of the north side of South Street. A portion of the north side of Island Street near the beach and changes to the restricted side of Mill in Port Elgin to the north side. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 289 points. The Dow Jones is down 569 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.85 U.S. cents, up 34 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $74.87, down 58 cents a barrel. In sports in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the New York Yankees in the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League playoff schedule at Allenford. The Port Elgin Diamond Devils play Meaford Leakey Canoe at 7, and the Bad News Bears face the Allenford Gators at 8:30. The winners tonight will advance to the semifinals scheduled for Thursday night in Allenford. And open tryouts for a senior men's baseball team in Owen Sound will be held at Tom Williams Park tonight at 6:30 and again on Sunday afternoon at 1. The proposed Owen Sound entry will submit a formal application to the North Dufferin Baseball League to gain acceptance and join the league, which has close to a dozen teams in its circuit. And in the Canadian Football League, Edmonton plays Ottawa at 7:30. In National Hockey League exhibition action, 7 games, including the Seattle Kraken at Edmonton to face the Oilers. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.